Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Gordon Chang is here. At Gordon G. Chang is his Twitter handle. Gordon, as you know, is the author of Nuclear Showdown, also The Coming Collapse of China. He's one of the global thought leaders of our time, specializing in the Pacific area, Pacific Rim, the Asia-Pacific Rim. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, 8 years. Hey, Gordon, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So we've heard about our embassies in Russia and China and different places, Cuba, being bombarded with microwaves and actually doing physical harm to the inhabitants, our people there. But now that's been going on for a long time. You can bring us up to date on that in a second. But now this is actually happening on American soil. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, Americans have been hit with sonic attacks, microwave weapons. And the most famous, of course, is in Havana at the end of 2016, but also in the Chinese southern city of Guangzhou at our consulate, and that was the spring of 2018. There have been microwave attacks on Americans, however, for about a couple decades.
How do people know that? What is the evidence of this? What's the residual?
There is a piercing sonic sound, and then there is pressure on the brain, and that's followed by brain injuries of some sort in many cases.
So is this like sticking your head in a microwave oven?
No, that is also dangerous. But this is sound. This is sound that people
hear. So microwaves is all about sound, right?
That's right. And it creates all sorts of abnormalities in the brain, and some of them are long-term debilitating.
So we have evidence that our people posted in these locations have come away with residual damage to themselves because they've been exposed to these microwaves.
Many of them permanent.
Yeah.
Many permanent. And also there are reports, and these are unconfirmed, that employees of American companies have been hit with sonic attacks as well.
Makes sense.
So there's been a concerted campaign against Americans, and we know who some of the culprits are.
Isn't the news that this is happening now on our soil?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In 2019 and 2020, two National Security Council officials were hit with sonic attacks, one on the south lawn of the White House, the
wow.
other in Arlington, Virginia.
Wow. And do they know the origin of this attack?
Of the two attacks on American soil, we don't know.
Would be the purpose? What would be the advantage? Was this a balloon, floating a balloon, a trial, a beta test to see if something would work?
It could be a beta test. So, for instance, there's a military analyst, Rick Fisher, who talks about how the Chinese or the Russians could put big sonic trucks on the bluffs over the Pentagon
right.
and before a war actually just microwave
wow.
the U.S. military from there.
That's incredible. So what do you think? I mean, is this something we should be worried about? Is this will they proliferate
and,
this? Is this part of World War III?
It's absolutely something we should worry about. But the things we should worry about are not only our enemies. We should worry about the failure of the American political leadership to do
right.
something about this.
Right.
So in
nobody's
some cases,
ever been held accountable for any of this, have they?
Right. And we know two of the culprits for sure. The culprits are Cuba the Cuban regime and the Chinese regime.
Yeah.
Because both of them run near total surveillance states. Nobody could launch a sonic attack against Americans without the regimes in those countries knowing about it. And we did nothing. This is President Obama and President Trump did nothing to impose costs on Cuba or China for harming Americans. And so my point has always been, look, well, of course they're sonic attacking Americans on U.S. soil. We don't know who was responsible for the 2019 and the 2020 attacks. But we do know this, that our failure to do something in 2018 and 2016 must have led directly to the attacks of 2019 and 2020.
Why would you, if you try something, if you reach in the cookie jar and nobody slaps your hand, you're going to go back for more. That's exactly right. And folks, this all leads up to what I've been telling you about for at least a decade, about 12 years, World War III. We are in World War III. It is a multifaceted ordnance war. It's a real war. It's not a Cold War. Gordon and I will talk about it after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.